أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يكفرون بالله ورسله ويريدون أن يفرقوا بين الله ورسله ويقولون نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا أولئك هم الكافرون حقا وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا. In the previous ayat, Allah explained about the munafiqeen and the zulm that they make, and that zulm of theirs has to be exposed and people can be saved from it. Very close coupled with munafiqeen, and most of the munafiqeen were from the Jewish people. So with regard to them now, the Quran Sharif explains, and for quite a long while the discussion carries on with them, and this is all to let us understand that how they are our enemies and that we should not follow them. Their lifestyle, their things, the way they do things, etc. Our lifestyle should be completely different. That according to how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was taught us. So Allah Ta'ala says these people, one of the major faults that they have, the Jews, the Christians, is that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِ. جو لوگ منکر ہے اللہ سے اور اس کے رسول سے. Those people who do not believe in Allah and His Rasul, that is, they don't have the proper belief as is required. According to their own thinking and their way they believe, and that is not accepted by Allah Ta'ala. لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ وَلَا أَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. What we think, our wishful thinking, that is not accepted by Allah, but what Allah has declared, that is what is the right thing, and that is what is accepted. So what is this, what they do? According to them, وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. اور چاہتے ہیں کہ فرق نکالے اللہ میں اور اس کے رسولوں میں. And they desire to make a difference between Allah and His Rasul. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam taught the same deen which Allah Ta'ala gave. So that deen with Allah Ta'ala is one deen. You cannot separate the two. And you cannot take out another path. There is only one path, and that is the path of Allah and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the path that they have taught. But they try and make a difference between them. And what is that difference, what they are making? وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ. اور کہتے ہیں کہ ہم مانتے بعضوں کو اور نہیں مانتے بعضوں کو. And they say we believe in some of the Anbiya and the others we don't believe in. Like the Jews, they don't believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is a prophet, is a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. And the Christians, they don't believe in Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So they make difference between them. Some we believe in, others we don't believe in. And this is equal to kufr, to disbelief. Because you have to, if you believe in Allah, Allah sent all the Rasuls, we have to believe in all the Rasuls. We can't choose, pick and choose that we believe in this Rasul, we don't believe in that Rasul, etc. So this is the difference that they have made. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. They made a difference between Allah and His Rasul, and they say we believe in some of them and others we don't believe. وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا. اور چاہتے ہیں کہ نکالے اس کے بھی بیچ میں ایک راہ. And they desire to take out another road between the two. That is, there is only one road of believing in Allah and all the Rasul. But they want to take out another road. And that is that they believe in Allah, but they don't believe in all the Rasul. Who they wish to, they believe in. Who they don't wish to, they don't believe in. So that is not correct. The correct thing is we believe in all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. We believe in Allah and every Nabi that Allah has sent, we believe in them also. We follow our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but every Nabi was Nabi Barhaq. He was the true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. وَيَتَّخِذُ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا. Or تَاكِ نِكَالِ اُسْكِ بِيچ مِنْ ایک رَا. And they take out another different road from the actual road. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقَّ. ایسے لوگ وہی ہے اصل کافر. So the Quran declares these are those people who are actually the non-believers, who don't believe in everything. They believe in part and part they don't believe in, and they have taken out a new religion. We also must be very careful that we also, in the name of religion, that we don't take out a new modern Islam religion. We must follow that one religion, and that is that way of life which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with. Where we feel we cannot manage, it's our weakness, we ask for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. But we don't take out a religion that proceeds with the modern times, and we don't go with the flow of the people, what the people are doing and saying, and we also just accept that. No, we will follow that one. We won't take out a new way of life, a new religion. We follow that one religion which Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with. وَعَتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ مُهِينًا. اور ہم نے تیار کر رکھا ہے کافروں کے واسطے ذلت کا عذاب. And Allah says, we have kept ready for these people who follow their own whims and fancies, who follow their own desires and their wishful thinking. For these disbelievers, we have prepared a very disgraceful punishment for them. They will receive that punishment, and together part of that punishment is there will be zillah, disgrace upon them. May Allah protect us all and put it in our hearts to follow the proper religion which Allah Ta'ala has given, and not man gharat, what we make up ourselves, and we chalk out a different type of religion and we follow that. We should be completely safe from that and follow the correct religion and the proper teachings of the Quran Sharif. May Allah give us all tawfiq.